For more than 3 hours, county supervisors, residents, and voters weighed in on the political present and future of Efren Carrillo, with the overwhelming majority urging him to resign. The first to do so was Supervisor Susan Gorin.
We can't force you to resign, but I want to be one of the many folks that ask you very kindly and compassionately to consider resigning.
But from the outset, Carrillo made clear his intention to stay put.
Those who demand that I give the office to which voters of the 5th District elected me will be disappointed. I have no intentions to resign.
Moments earlier, Carrillo had expressed regret for the actions that ignited the firestorm of controversy around him and said again that alcoholism was part of the problem, but he also lashed out at his critics.
The political world does have many agendas. Sometimes the loudest voices have access to grind that have little or nothing to do with the subject at hand.
Fellow board member Shirley Zane, who became the first supervisor to publicly call for Carrillo's resignation last week, rejected that assertion.
This accusation that comes from you and some of your supporters of political opportunism is reprehensible. I'm not running for office. Supervisor Gorin's not running for office. We have nothing to gain to speak out and ask for your resignation.
For nearly 10 months, Carrillo's role as a public official has been clouded by his early morning arrest while wearing only underwear outside the apartment of a female neighbor who called 911 to report someone trying to tear open her window screen. That ultimately resulted in Carrillo's trial for attempted peeking, which ended last Monday with a not guilty verdict. But in the court of public opinion, the outcome was quite different, as expressed in a long public comment session that included more than 4 dozen speakers. Irene Durham was among them.
Efren, you are not fit for any political office. Your behavior is an embarrassment to this board and to all the citizens of this county.
Others, more gently, urged the embattled supervisor to step down and focus on his recovery from alcoholism outside of the public eye. And a few, such as Deborah Newby, rose to Carrillo's defense.
I don't think we should be measured by 10 or 15 minutes. Very horrible, foolish mistake. I think we should be measured by what we learn from our failures and move on. I respect you, Supervisor Zano, but I must respectfully just ask you to back off. He's my supervisor. He's my candidate. I support him.
But the other 4 board members each worried aloud about their collective ability to continue working with Carrillo. Board Chairman David Rabbit urged his troubled colleague to invert that question.
Can you perform your work? And if you can say that I can perform my work 100% of it, then fine. But if you can't say that, then that's unfair to the county. It's unfair to your colleagues. It's unfair to your constituents. It's unfair to everyone. It's ultimately your decision. I don't know how you don't resign, because I worry about the work being done.
Carrillo sat stoically through the parade of denunciations, offering no indication that anything that had been said had affected his determination to serve out the remaining 30 months of his term. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.